A warning to listeners. This story contains cursing and references to sexual violence. Jason Reinbold was a captain at the Metro Nashville Police Department with a squeaky clean disciplinary record and a file full of accolades. He was one of those cops you would sometimes hear on the local news.
Jason Reinbold says his precinct decided these teams were the best solution.
We needed to make sure that we took care of the issue and not just drive by, if you will.
Then, the captain made the news for a different kind of story.
New developments tonight in the investigation into bad behavior by a Metro police captain.
Reinbold got caught on camera cursing at a nanny and three children in his backyard.
Children, you want to stay and listen to me f*** us all day?
That thing
cursed! Say it! Say it with me! Oh, s***!
That thing cursed!
The nanny posted the video online. It quickly went viral.
Once I had posted it, it started to really gather a lot of steam. And then I found out it was a police officer, and then I got really scared.
That recording put a cop in the spotlight. And it cracked a hole in the blue wall that protects some police accused of bad behavior.
I mean, to be completely blunt, he screwed with the wrong woman.
I'm Samantha Max, the host of Behind the Blue Wall. It's a WPLN news investigation produced in partnership with APM Reports. This is not the same story about policing you've heard before. We're holding up a mirror to see how officers treat their own and what it means for the community when police victimize their fellow men and women in blue.
It leaves officers feeling abandoned. It leaves officers feeling like there is no justice. And if you can't trust the police, who do you go to?
It turned out, Reinbold had been accused of misconduct before. Nearly a year earlier, a female officer had reported him to human resources.
There is a specific allegation I want to ask you about, and I'll tell you what that is. It just kind of gets your reaction.
That accusation hadn't been shared with the public. But when the nanny's video published, allegations against Reinbold started bubbling to the surface.
In mid-April, I was approached by a Metro Nashville Police Department employee who stated that she had been sexually assaulted by Captain Jason Reinbold.
But it was bigger than Reinbold. He was now one of many officers facing allegations. And employees who had been too afraid to speak up about misconduct felt like they couldn't hold it in any longer.
I am very grateful that we are now at this juncture where even though they do not want to listen, they are having to listen because it's no longer their dirty little secret.
In this series, we're going to tell you about what's been described as a toxic culture of misconduct and retaliation within the Metro Nashville Police Department and the disciplinary system that has allowed that culture to thrive. We've spent the past year pouring through police records and data. We've also spoken with more than 20 current and former MNPD employees, and they've told us about a pattern.
I mean, it was obvious that some got away with whatever, with loose taps on the wrist, and then others, they were like beating them down.
I've been shunned, I've been pushed aside.
I had to resign.
They didn't like me because they knew I wasn't, you know, a yes man.
I was bucking the system. I wasn't doing things the way they wanted it done. And so then I became public enemy number one.
Episodes of Behind the Blue Wall drop September 30th. Search for WPLN News Investigates on your favorite podcasting app so you don't miss it. And you can find our full investigation at WPLN.org.